shown us the light. Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill among men.
Blessed be Hag, Novaricag, Nesio, Tec, Numentida, Rastrod, Mirage, Aldi, Miguel, Eriverde.
Lord King, Heavenly God, Father Almighty, all our gifts. Amen.
Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Blessed Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and up to ages of ages.
Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, by the state of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulaus and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release and free and deliverance from captivity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our presidents, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
From a people of strange language.
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All in remembrance are all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theos, Logos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication.
O Son of God, baptized in the Jordan, save us to sing to thee, Alleluia.
Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
Amen.
Let us
understanding praise thee. Thou hast come and revealed thyself, O Lord, unapproachable.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, who art God, and of thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And to the ages of ages.
لكل واحد منا أعطيت النعمة على مقدار موهبة المسيح، فلذلك يقول لما صعد إلى العلا سبيا سبيا وأعطى الناس عطايا، فكونه صعدا هل هو إلا أنه نزل أولا إلى أسافل الأرض؟ فذلك الذي نزل هو الذي صعد أيضا فوق السماوات كلها ليملأ كل شيء، وهو قد أعطى أن يكون البعض رسلا والبعض أنبياء والبعض مبشرين والبعض رعاة ومعلمين لأجل تكميل القديسين ولعمل الخدمة وبنيان جسد المسيح، إلى أن ننتهي جميعنا إلى وحدة الإيمان ومعرفة ابن الله إلى إنسان كامل إلى مقدار إقامة ملء المسيح.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brethren, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, What does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is he who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Wherefore I implore thee, O Lord, our good and our mighty Lord, look brothers and sisters.
Always, now and ever, and unto ages.
lead our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now set forth, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in a defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All these remembrances are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Compassions of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
As-salam, we should be at of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
Lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right to worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
It is meet right to hymn thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same, thou, thy only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou wast who didst bring us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, and didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, pouring their wings, singing the triumphal hymns, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
With these blessed powers, we also, Master who loves mankind, cry aloud and say, Holy art thou and all holy, thou and thy only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou and all holy, and magnificent is thy glory, who has so loved thy world as to give thy only begotten Son, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, who, when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was betrayed, or rather, gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy and immaculate and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day of resurrection, the ascension in heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second. an offering unto thee, thine own of thine own, in behalf of all and for all.
Be with you all.
And my spirit.
us, O Lord, the offerings of thy people from our holy homes, now and ever, unto ages of ages. Amen. Please sit. I pray everybody that wanted to come to church this morning got here safely. I know the roads out there are very, very bad. I have a number of announcements. And if we have enough people, right now I don't think we do, we'll be having our General Assembly after the liturgy. First of all, our sympathies are extended to Joanne and Rick Shaheen. Joanne Hawkins and her son Rick Shaheen, a relative of theirs named Woodward, passed away this past week in Niagara Falls. We'll be praying. We have to pray for her. If you haven't picked up your offering envelopes yet, please do so. There's still a lot of different packets that are out there. Holy water icon bottle, we want to thank Eli and Diane DeCoste for their donation of those. If you didn't get one last week, there's still a few left. They're back in the narthex. This Friday, we have our college age and young adults gathering, the OCF, Most Orthodox Christian Fellowship, here in St. George at 7 o'clock. For those that are here, please try to make it. If you have young adults that are not here, please share that with them and encourage them to come. We have our Dormition dinner coming up very, very quickly, and along with our Valentine Gala, which is right after the Dormition dinner. Both those things are fundraisers. One is for the monastery that's in Rise Junction, that for many of our parishioners that have visited there, it's very close to our heart, and we ask you to be generous in your donations and in coming to the dinner and enjoying the talks that will take place at that time. Also, for the Valentine Gala, that's a fundraiser for our church. Is that here? And that is here. We'll be having a table, and Deacon Michael will have a table either after liturgy, if we don't have the General Assembly, or after the General Assembly in the lounge, if we don't have coffee fellowship today, so that they can sell their tickets and all the things that they're doing.
Father.
Yes, ma'am.
We just want to thank all of the people who have sponsored so far. We hope that if you have not sponsored, we still...
Looking for sponsors.
Yes.
And the list of sponsors, of course, are on the flyer that are today's bulletin. Our altar society will be taking down our Christmas decorations today, either after the liturgy or after the General Assembly. If you'd like to take a poinsettia, if you've made a donation for those and would like to take them, they're very beautiful. If you know what you're doing, you can keep them nice looking for the whole year. As I mentioned about our General Assembly, right now I don't think we have, I think we need 57 voting members. If you're here right now and you're a voting member, please plan on staying. If you remember, we didn't have enough people in November. And really, there's two main points of business that the parish general assembly, the ones you're meeting, has to take care of. That's passing our budget and then the elections to the parish council. There's a lot more information from all of our organization, but those are the two main things that we really need to do. So please stay if you can for the meeting, and hopefully a few others will show up. We have any visitors today? David and Gabrielle, stand up. The newlyweds. They got married at the end of December. Everybody knows Gabby. If you haven't met her husband, that's David Ayash from St. Mary's in the Basilica of Livonia. It's great to have you guys here today. Anyone else? You can sit down. Or you can stand. You can stay standing if you want, whatever you want to do. If we could please rise, we'll finish the rest of the meeting.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation.
Thank you. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lord, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and all holy body of our Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ. Is it pardon unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Oh,
And our God, the sign of the Mother of on thy name, come while ye faithful us in your Christ resurrection, love through the cross and joy of the all the world. Ever blessed the Lord, let us sing his resurrection divine during the cross for our sakes and at his right death by death.
O God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
Thank you.
mercy come upon you through his grace and love toward mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. By John in the Jordan, and rose again from the dead for our salvation, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy-bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, to the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.